Okay, this is pretty awesome. So if you are into science-backed products when it comes to your health, your gut health, but also woman-owned products, I must introduce you to Equilibria. I'm so thankful I discovered them this year. I mean, Equilibria, they help you take on your wellness journey knowing that you have a dedicated one-on-one support to help you achieve your goals. So it's not like you're just taking a pill mindlessly. You actually get one-on-one support. That's awesome. And their signature product, which is EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense, it comes in a convenient 3-in-1 capsule form. And so this is specifically formulated to bolster digestive health and fortify gut barrier protection, among other benefits. And we know that a balanced gut not only enhances our immunity, but also contributes to our overall mental well-being and our quality of sleep, of course, having efficient digestion and even radiant skin. But what distinguishes Equilibria's probiotic supplement is its meticulous selection, which is tailored to women's health needs. And of course, like I said, science-backed, and they're also ensuring affordability without compromising potency. And as someone who once struggled pretty severely with gut health issues for years, I intensified my focus on gut health in, I'd say, around 2020. And I'm thrilled to have recently discovered these products this year, as of course, they're backed by research for women's well-being, they're women-owned, and they support overall microbiome health, warding off harmful bacteria and enhancing our nutrient absorption. So head to myeq.com and use code MAGIC for 15% off Equilibria's microbiome defense and much more. That's myeq.com. And use code MAGIC at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories, so this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today.
Truthfully, harder tests and challenges are showing up because, wow, like right now I'm manifesting at like such a rate, and so is the company. That And that's why we have a new workshop coming out that I finally created just for this, because it's been so overwhelming. And, you know, so many people after those eclipses, I don't know if you experienced one, but so many people have rock bottoms.
Oh, dear.
Earthquaked onto their authentic path, whether they liked it or not. And
I have tears.
Oh, right? Like, most people, because we were seeing it in the Facebook group, I went through a huge one. Other people around me, clients that I was like, because we had a whole shame workshop that we were going to put out at the end of the year. And I was like, no. Like, the world right now needs what we call up level. And so the whole theory is the energetics of a rock bottom when they hit, you know, like when your security rug has been pulled out from under you, whether you like it or not, a lot of people go to that superstition that, I attracted this because I'm negative, I'm in the wrong place, all, you know, all of this stuff that I call new age rhetoric, old manifestation. That's not what's happening. What's really happening is you've been calling in something consciously or unconsciously that wants to come through and connect with you, but you're not growing your worth quick enough. You're not doing your job fast enough. So literally the universe is coming in and like knocking, it's like pushing you out of the nest. And for me, I had that happen, but there are also two other phases that can happen in 1 year. One is like somebody, for instance, myself, like when I hit the point where I manifested everything I set out to 3 years ago, I could look at my list and be like, I have everything I've ever wanted. I became actually incredibly depressed and apathetic. Yeah. I never thought, like as a young kid growing up, like in a broken home and poor, I was like, that would not, I'm like, I could never see that being the case. And I was so apathetic. I didn't want to get out of bed. And what I realized, it was like, I wasn't inspired anymore. And so basically in this workshop, there are three workshops in one. And so we're teaching people how to navigate a rut, because that's what that is when you're in a rut, or somebody who's doing bad habits or in old cycles and just can't get out of it. There's very specific energetics there to connect you back into your flow. And then the third part of this workshop is called Next Level. And that's what I'm in right now. And I was like, people need this for the person who is manifesting consistently. They're in their worth. They're magnetic. How do they take things to the next level? And what that basically, the energetics behind that is really strengthening your nervous system to be able to hold the space for everything that's coming through. Because when things come through too quickly, it's kind of like when a baby comes out too quickly, when you're birthing it and you tear. Your body has to be like strong enough and expanded enough, and your nervous system has to be strong enough. And so that's like an energetic that we're teaching. And I particularly am walking myself through that workshop. Like after I record one of the deep imagining hypnosis, I go through and I listen to it for 2 weeks because it's what I need right now. So for me, it is challenging to stay in a place of deservingness and worthiness when amazing things come flooding in. Because after a rock bottom, if you navigate those energetics correctly, I like to say it's like a huge wave that comes through and starts to give you so many things you've been asking for. And so it's like I had to navigate the rock bottom, which I know so well. So it didn't, you know, that wasn't tricky. But it was the aftermath of the abundance of the wave that I was like, oh my God, is my nervous system strong enough to like, to not feel like I'm going to lose everything and everything's going to get taken away, or I'm not good enough for it, or that I can step up to the opportunities that are coming through. So challenging is like the good word to put it. There's no kicking back over here.
No.
Things are just accelerating.
Oh, thank God that you were able to, because that is a really strong momentum when you hit rock bottom. Like that is a strong spiral that can easily just wash you away. I've seen it happen.
Wash you away.
Oh, people don't know. Yeah. It's like very powerful when you enter that.
Well,
dark
what was
space.
Yours? Are you open enough to share?
Oh, yeah. Well, yes. It was around the time that I believe I first talked to you was like, I think it was when I was in London. I experienced a lot of heartbreak and shifts in certain relationships that I wasn't sharing with others. You know, like I didn't want to put somebody else in a bad light. But also, I myself was recognizing like a lot of old childhood beliefs and a lot of old patterns were coming back into fruition. And I was having, and I'm still healing it, but like, you know, leaky gut issues or just super gut issues, a lot of health problems, hormones, like just a lot of problems that I had no idea how to really, except for follow the protocol of what healers advise. I didn't know how to step out of it. But fortunately, like with the help of others and also just my own practice and reminding myself of my own worth, I was able to fully let go of that person, which then ended up coming back to me. But
Oh, yeah, that test came.
Yes. It was so crazy. And then also just accepting the change in my physical suit, like really seeing the worth of my physical suit and not valuing my worth with my old very fit and thin self, but now just like my more curvaceous self and being so okay with that.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
But it was hard.
How powerful. So hard. I think it's so hard for any woman or man. I think very, very challenging. But bravo that you're leaning into it rather than dog paddling to be something that you're not in this moment. And most likely it'll all start to heal and even out, you know, through the various modalities that you're using. So I'm incredible. Oh, yeah. That's so inspiring.
Feel it. Thank you. And your story is so beyond inspiring too. And I'm so thankful that you are providing that for people, because also when people do finally make it and they receive everything their heart desires, it's such a common pattern for them to totally, like, this is just something I haven't yet experienced, but I've heard from a variety of stories and observed from a variety of voices that they fall into this depression and they can really go deep into this darkness. For example, there's a few. When a lot of times when presidents finally become president, the next day is like one of their most depressing days of their life, which is interesting.
The high becomes a big low real quick. Yes.
Or there was a, it was interesting. I don't really keep up with Ariana Grande too much, except for recently after her very sad experiences, because it's something I can relate to, like losing people. And she won like Woman of the Year, and she's had like the most amazing career ever, but she's like, it's been the worst year of my life.
Yeah. And people, you know, I have so many things to say on that.
Same with Selena Gomez. Like those two girls popped my mind when you said this. They are now at the top, but they are so sad.
Yep. It's so interesting how, you know, and we have a rebrand actually that's happening. I don't know when this will go live, but as of January 1st, our brand is shifting its name, and we're just growing up. Like when I started this brand, it was 4 years ago, and the name just channeled and downloaded through me that I was like, we're not even that anymore. And so one of the interesting things within our mission when we are writing it, I think it's, and I'm totally going to paraphrase this, but I talk about this a lot in abundance and finance, because a lot of people think when we get everything, we'll finally be happy or we'll be okay. And I know a lot of us we intellectualize and understand that that won't be the case, but we don't really understand the integration of that. And I think the quote is from Jim Carrey, who said, I hope you get all the fame and money you've ever wanted, so then you can realize that it's not what brings happiness and it's not what life's about, is the general concept. And that could not be more true. And I've been having this conversation a lot lately where people feel this big, and this I'm going to segue a little bit and then I'll move back into that, but people feel this big confliction when they're trying to materialize abundance. Like they don't understand the core reason beneath it, usually why they're calling it in, and they're not honest with themselves. You have the materialistic person that says it's just for non-ego things, or you have the non-ego person who says that it's for material, you know, people are a little confused. But yeah. I always like, and then we have this confusion in the spiritual world of people who are even into manifestation in general, where they're like, there's a lot of rhetoric around even Eastern philosophies and religion that are like greed. You can't want more. To want more is bad.
Yeah.
But I always like to tell people who are thinking about like ultra success and finance, you know, Siddhartha was already a king before he went out and became Buddha and gave away all of his material items and figured out detachment was happiness, you know. But until people reach that level, they'll never know. They'll never know what the real questions are in their own authentic life. For, and this is a generalization, but energetically speaking. You know, and then you have these other Eastern philosophers like Yogi Bhajan, who I follow, who I'm so happy I discovered years ago, because one of his biggest messaging was that on the physical plane, you're, and this is paraphrasing as well, but on the physical plane, you're deserving of anything you physically want and prosperity of any way possible. That's why you're in a physical existence right now, is to experience that. And so people are so conflicted that they need to get very clear on this. Like, and then I'm going to move back into that polarization that those two women are sort of facing, even though I don't know anything about their story, but just a generalization of the energetics. Yeah. It is so important for the person who is going to do the workshop, Unblocked Opulence, when we're looking at money And we need to know why we want it, and we need to get real about it. And then we need to understand that as physical beings, we're deserving of anything we physically want. And we need to let go of all of the superstitions, whether we pick them up through yogic culture, we pick them up through religion or societal, that having abundance is bad, or it's guilt, or it's wanting more, it's greed. All of that has to be unblocked for somebody to get what they want. And that's a little bit of a tangent. And I bring that up because it really does play into, you know, these two women, like I, you know, have experienced in this year alone, very much last year, all of that doesn't bring happiness whatsoever. But when you materialize everything you want, what it does give you the opportunity of, and I had this happen right before my rock bottom, I was driving up to the retreat house we just bought in my hometown outside of Yosemite. And I was on my way, and I had this moment, because I'm somebody who comes from like a very strong lack mentality growing up and not having enough because my parents were young. And of course, they went on to having enough for my brothers and sisters, but that's what was imprinted in me. And I had this moment driving where I went, oh my God, for the first time in my life, I don't have any stressors in my life. Like I, on the financial plane, have anything I need. I have a team who's helping with the company, so I don't have that stress right now. I have these investments now that are going to be seed investments for my life. Like my health is better than it's been, you know, in years. And so there was this moment where I finally had that Siddhartha moment, or you know, this moment of, you know, what those girls may be facing, where I was like, I don't have to want for anything right now. More importantly, energetically, I'm not surviving right now. And I had this one question that downloaded for the first time that I've never asked myself this question before, because I've had way too much stress and survival to even ask this question in my life. And I went, what's the point of life? Like I could philosophize, because I had that clarity. And so for anybody who does experience the polarization in their life, like these, you know, these women, and I don't know them or their stories, but obviously when you're dealing with tragedy and grief, I'll get into that in a moment. But when you hit that place, you finally get to ask yourself the real meaning of life, the real meaning of your life. And this, and materializing anything you want is totally different for everyone. It looks different for everyone. It's completely, there's no one size fits all, but it does eventually give you that luxury, rather than slipping into the rut, of really asking yourself the bigger questions in life you've never asked yourself, the real philosophizing. And for some people who have been trained to want materially or to succeed or to have everything, like I assume many artists are, to be competitive, when they reach everything, they actually start to realize it's that other stuff that drove them, that pushed them, that inspires them, that keeps them going, that the actual prosperity of it all means very little. It really means very little other than freedom. Like that's it. You know, and so that's not touching on the grief thing, but that's why I love that quote from Jim Carrey. You know, we all have to face our real demons once we have everything we want. And we're constantly faced with our demons when we don't have everything we want. So that's like my little tangent on all of that.
Oh my god, I'm experiencing severe chills, like that look like the Himalayan mountains right now.